Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names into our daily lives to improve our relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Wasi'a, which means the boundless, the all-encompassing. When we think about being boundless, it goes hand in hand, of course, with the concept of boundaries. And that's a concept that every parent and every spouse has probably at some point traversed or thought about or contemplated. Now, what does it mean to have boundaries and to ensure that you as a parent or as a spouse are not boundless? Because of course, the characteristic of being boundless belongs to Allah. So with our children, many times it can be very difficult to recognize or understand what boundaries work for us as a family, what boundaries work for our child, what boundaries give enough space for growth and individual exploration to a certain extent, and what boundaries may be too strict or too restrictive and will cause the child to rebel in later years. So recognizing or understanding the importance of boundaries is critical in tarbiyah. When we look at tarbiyah, and we've mentioned this previously, as a three-stage process, we understand that in the first stage of tarbiyah, this is the age where our children look up to us. This is the age where we secure love and we provide that foundation of security for our children. As they enter the second stage of tarbiyah, which encompasses the tween and teenage years, that is the stage where our children need boundaries. And even though they may not ask for the boundaries, or they may complain and put up quite a fight when you give them boundaries, realize that they need those boundaries just as much as we need to implement them. Now with our spouses, when we talk about boundaries, one of the most important boundaries to develop in a marriage relationship is the boundaries that encompass husband and wife, but also that allow there to be an understanding of relationship and interaction with parents, with in-laws, with friends, with community. And those boundaries can sometimes be very, very difficult to draw, especially when it comes to the boundaries with parents or with in-laws. But at the end of the day, understanding as husband and wife that you are a new family, that you are beginning the process of building your own family, those boundaries are so important to be implemented. It doesn't mean that you ever disrespect a parent. It doesn't mean that you disrespect an in-law, but it means that you understand that there are sometimes decisions that are going to be made, concepts that are going to be addressed, time that is going to be spent that will belong to the husband and the wife and the children possibly. And there are going to be times where there is a more all-encompassing viewpoint towards family, towards in-laws. But creating those boundaries, knowing yourself, knowing your family, knowing what works best to ensure that there is that solid foundation in your life, that is what will help you in terms of creating those boundaries, whether with your children, with your spouse, with your family, with your community. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-wasa' allows us to have that ability to understand and that hikmah to implement the boundaries that work best for our families. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really blesses all of us with boundless amounts of blessings and nur and barakah in our homes and in our families. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.